Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment of Hilchos Sukkah. So we'll begin by talking about the walls of the sukkah. The halacha is that a sukkah has to have three walls. What are the minimum dimensions of this sukkah? The minimum dimensions are 7 by 7 tefachim. That is really small. 7 by 7 tefachim, even according to the more stringent opinion, is 28 inches by 28 inches. So you can have a very small sukkah. And in fact, you'll see sometimes the travel sukkahs, they're really small, and that's okay. The Gemara talks in one place about the concept of having rosho verubo in the sukkah, that one's head and the majority of one's body within the sukkah, and that really could be enough. Now, when we talk about 7 by 7, so that means that we'll hold off on the third wall for a moment, but your two primary walls each need to have a minimum length of 7 tefachim. Now, do those two primary walls have to intersect with each other? They do not have to intersect with each other. Those two primary walls can be parallel to each other. But what many people don't realize is there are real halachos about the third wall. Your average day school student, if you ask him or her to tell you about the third wall of the sukkah, they'll say, yeah, you just need a little bit for the third wall. That's really somewhat of a misconception. There are real halachos. Without getting into great detail, I'll just give an example. One of the models of the third wall is that it be at least a tefach, a bit more than a tefach of width, and it be positioned within 3 tefachim to the edge, you know, to the wall that meets it. And therefore, when you combine the actual width of the board with the space off of the wall, it's 4 tefachim, which is the majority of a requisite wall. So you see, there are real laws about the third wall. The laws about the third wall are much more complicated if your two primary walls are parallel. If your two primary walls intersect, then the third wall, it has more lenient standards, more or less what I just mentioned a few moments ago. If the two primary walls of the sukkah are parallel to each other, the third wall actually has more extensive requirements than I mentioned before. So that's one thing. So that's in terms of the basic length of the sukkah walls. What about the height of the sukkah? The minimum height of the sukkah is 10 tefachim, about 40 inches or so. That's pretty short. That's the minimum height of the sukkah. Now, the wall of the sukkah has to begin from the ground. What you may not do is you may not start a sukkah a certain number significant number of inches off the ground and go up 10 tefachim from there. The sukkah has to start from the ground with one very important caveat, which we'll touch on many times in the series, which is the halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai, the law transmitted orally to Moses at Sinai of lavud, which is a gap of less than 3 tefachim. Let's say 3 tefachim is 10 inches. A gap of less than 10 inches is as if there's no gap at all. Meaning, we just said a moment ago that the minimum height of a wall of a sukkah is 40 inches. And we also said that the sukkah needs to begin from the ground up. It can't start off of the ground. The wall needs to begin from the ground up. It can't start off of the ground. Let's say your wall began within 10 tefachim to the ground. As long as it began within 10 tefachim to the ground, then we apply the concept of lavud, and that gap is as if there's no gap. And as long as the height of my wall is at least 40 inches off the ground, the fact that it began within 10 inches of the ground is no problem. If, on the other hand, the wall began more than 10 inches off the ground, then that's considered too great a gap, and no matter how high your wall is, it would be a halachically invalid sukkah. So again, just to repeat what we've said, the minimum length of one of your two basic walls is 7 tefachim. The minimum height of any wall of the sukkah is 10 tefachim. The wall needs to start from the ground and go up 10 tefachim. But if there is a gap of less than 3 tefachim, let's say, for example, between the bottom of the wall and the ground, that is not a problem. It is as if there's no gap. We also mentioned that the third wall has real laws to it. Details probably we will not cover in this series. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.